You need to work on silencing male voices because you give plenty of them a mic and here they go.
What's good, y'all? I'm Bobby off of Dome Podcast and I'm here with...
I'm Doggy.
I'm Aman.
First time we've been back in, I don't even know how long. We took a little break. It's been a month. This man went to Europe. This man went to Timbuktu.
I don't even know where that is, but anyhow.
How was y'all week?
Wait, what's Timbuktu?
It's somewhere in the country. Somewhere far.
You came with me. Not the whole time, but you visited. How was our week? How was the summer, bro?
Summer was a movie, man.
Hey, yeah, you gotta update us. What happened?
Life was good, man. Just, you know, going, traveling, you know.
That's it? I don't know.
That's all you gotta say. Hey, give y'all a little warning, though. We haven't recorded in a while, so we are awkward a little bit. We're trying to get back into
the groove, you know. Yeah. We did a lot of things, you know. I'm not gonna say.
That's what you say, unprofessionalism.
Where did you visit, though? Where did you go?
I went to London, and then I went to France, and then I went to Ireland, and then. Europe is so different, man.
Let me ask you a question. Mm. I know you saw the Mona Lisa. Is it overrated?
I'm not gonna lie to you, the line was super long, like 45 minutes at minimum. Like, you had to wait. But then we weren't in the front of the line because I was with my mom.
And
then
so we waited 45 minutes to see?
No, I didn't. Oh, I told you we just went in front of the line.
Yeah, cut the line?
Yeah, and then my mom was just like, they were trying to look out for my mom. They were just like, oh, just go to the front, take the pictures and stuff out. And I was just like, okay. But I'm telling you, Europe is just beautiful. Like, their culture,
everything. What's the food like over there, man?
Bro, you can actually taste the food. Like, I don't know how to explain it. The food actually tastes like food.
You can taste
the grass the cow ate. Like, that's how good it is. I'm telling
that's
you.
That's a wild statement.
Listen, that's how natural it is. Like, I'm telling you, it's like everything you eat, like, it's not like deep fried or anything. Like, you can actually taste the food.
Like, what did you eat? Like, beans and bread and stuff?
Ew.
That's what British breakfast is, right?
Beans and chips.
Fish and chips is usually for dinner or lunch. Or
something. Beans and bread.
You eat for breakfast. No, that's what they're known for.
I would never eat.
They eat beans.
I hate beans.
Wait, have you ever had porridge?
What is that?
It's like a...
So this guy got that from Harry Potter, bro.
Porridge is real. Porridge is real.
There was a Harry Potter museum, like a really big one. I didn't visit it.
It's like a soup type thing, porridge.
If you did, I would have judged you, to be honest.
No, like, the line was too long. Like, that's crazy. Like,
oh my God. You traveled from here and you flew how long? Well, and like, you complain about the line? Like, stay in line for 2 minutes, bro. You'll be good.
No, because, like, there's a bunch of, like, Harry Potter fans. They're just, like, they're literally just, like, there are people who fly from different countries just to see that.
The museum?
Yeah.
Is it, like, stuff from the actual show?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I mean, show.
They have a bunch of, like, equipments and all that they...
Harry Potter.
Nah, you know what's so crazy? Like, different part of London have different accents. Like, Manchester have their own accents. London has different
accents. Like, slangs or, like, actual accents?
Accents, like, different accents. Like, people from Liverpool have different accents. So, when you see, like, people on the plane... Just like the way they talk to you is so different, and you're just there. Like, they'd be like, "Are you American?" And I'm like, "Yeah."
No, no. Like,
no, they low key be judging. I'm like, "Okay, too." But it's like,
how
overall,
so?
they know Americans. Like, you just like Americans stand out. Like, you know how when Europeans come here, they stand, they stand out. Just like that, we stand out. Over
judging
there.
Like, you see, like negative, positive, like
they positive way. They don't really mind. They just like tell you more about their culture and stuff like that. But.
Have you had any like conversation with people like asking you what America like and stuff?
There was this one. I made some friends with these guys. They're like Nigerians, but like they usually travel, and they were just telling me about like how London is and stuff. Mostly, I travel by myself a lot there, so we're just like, it's so safe.
On the block,
The police don't have guns, right?
Yeah,
don't have guns.
But nobody got.
That's not a police, bro.
Stop resisting.
No, they have other utilities.
But stop resisting.
They don't have guns.
No, police don't have guns.
How would you be like, listen to them?
What do you mean, bro? London is civilized.
What are they gonna do?
People actually have common sense. Like, I don't know how to explain to you. People actually have common sense. Like, they're like jaywalking stuff doesn't exist. Like, no.
Wait, hold on. What's it called again? How was the? I know you traveled by train and like bus.
Yeah.
Was it like tough?
So tough. Like, it's like clean. Like, you know how like New York is so dirty?
This guy Europeans, like the most like common thing.
I'm not trying to like bash. Okay, I'll tell you all this stuff. In London, like, to use the restroom, you have to pay $1. Yeah.
That does not sound good,
public,
bro.
Public restroom. And they have no AC, so
Yeah. Okay, that's crazy. I'm sorry.
Wait, no AC, like, in the bathrooms or like in general?
In general, like there's no AC.
No AC.
But it's not hot. But it's not hot. Do you know what I mean? Like it's really not hot. Like they're like at most like 70 degrees at most, sweats, and there's no humidity bro. There. Like when I went, it was the first time it was like 80, 90, but like it wasn't that hot.
So is this true? It rains a lot.
Not really. Their rain sucks. It's like 30 I know it'd second be gloomy trial. Over there, right? The yeah, it'd just be gloomy. But then there's a lot of wind, so you just like. That calms it down.
So this man had a great summer.
Yeah, it was an amazing
summer. Let's be on your side.
Yeah. I was literally inside the majority of the time. So it's not as interesting. But I just went to visit some people where I was from.
Yeah.
And hey, Bobby came to see me for my birthday. So you yes, kind of know everything you saw there was just exactly what I experienced.
Look of it, it looked country, right? But when you go there and you actually spend time, the most funniest characters, like the people, it looked like a movie, bro. Like, you know, just more like people you would not expect, like different like characteristics and stuff. The place was peaceful though.
Did you have like what was some like assumption you had that was broken, or if any? Because I mean, I don't know if we talk about this. Can we talk about like the stuff we did?
Why not? I mean, just think about it though first.
So like for example, we practiced our Second Amendment rights.
No one in my life have I heard this man say practice our Second Amendment rights.
I told you if y'all come to visit me, I was gonna do my best to make sure, you know, we had some fun.
Yeah, we were shooting what, bottles or
something? He was definitely not we were doing rifle
and handguns.
Yeah, so the rifle people weren't interested in that because it didn't make that much sound, it wasn't that powerful.
Boy, I would have been there shooting it. What do you mean?
We got like 900 rounds, and we're just shooting that.
Where did you get 900 rounds from?
Walmart.
Of course. I forgot where it was. I'm sorry. I forgot where it was for a second. Never mind.
That place is an unusual town, bro. Like,
hey,
the 900 people rounds. Think about it, people. 900 rounds.
Wait, what are you saying like that? What the heck?
Nah, that's okay.
Man, so we're practicing a Second Amendment. Like
we did something illegal.
No. Go ahead.
The handgun was fun.
Oh, of course, the handgun, that was fun. It like the first shot, you can't hear anything after that. But after that, man, it was fun. Just letting
this guy got what do you call it? Trigger happy.
Oh yeah, I'm talking. You know, I was anti-gun at a point, and then I shot a couple of guns.
Changed your record, huh?
Nah, I didn't change it, but it's like I see the use for it.
Not just use, but like I can see like if you put that gun in the wrong person's hands, bro.
Yeah, that
you'd be feeling like you're invincible with it. Like what?
Yeah. You said what? Cause. Nah, but I'm not gonna lie to you, that's why I liked Europe. Like there's no like their safety precautions is like crazy.
But somebody walks out with a machete and it's over for the whole town.
They don't
really. No, but like I know they've had a lot of stabbings over there.
Yeah, they do.
That's like, crazy. That's I'd rather get shot.
A lot of people have it. My cousin was telling me like a lot of people care.
Why haven't they banned knives?
You can't really ban a knife. Like when you strip search everyone. You kind of need a knife to cook too, so they can't just ban.
No, but I'm telling London just like in overall I felt like extremely safe. Like there wasn't nothing I would just, like, you know, and here, it's like, you go to a movie theater, you're at least cautious, you know?
Yeah.
You know, public malls.
For real?
Think about it. No, dang, like, bro. Think about it. It's reality, like,
yeah, I've schools. Seen
those. You know what I mean? So, but in London, you know, most of it.
You just gotta worry.
Yeah, y'all ever seen those memes if you make me of, like, London's like, unhand die. Ting, ting, sort of.
No, but
I'd be looking at that, I'd be laughing, bro.
The best part about the trip was because, like, I'm extremely into, like, football. Like, visiting stadiums and stuff. Like, anything football related were just amazing. Like, I wanted to go to Manchester.
Now, how was the atmosphere? I know you went to the Arsenal game.
Beautiful. Damn. I'm telling you. Bro, because people, win? Like, maybe. Yeah. They people are drunk. People get drunk so quickly.
Yeah, isn't the age like 18?
Yeah. I think 18? It's 18. No, 16 or 18. I
60?
It's 18?
I don't think it's 18.
We have a lawyer over here to verify everything we say.
I think most people don't drink early. So it's like, even like before the games, a lot of people just like, even in the train, like I was on the train with a lot of supporters. And I'm telling you, next thing you know, like people are already drunk. Like in the game, all you hear is just cursing. Like,
of course that.
But then after the game, football, everyone's like either like pissing off each other, like in a funny way. Or other people, like, they don't take it too seriously.
They don't take it too serious.
Unless, like, it's rivalry.
I've seen their videos, bro.
Derbies and stuff?
Yeah, derbies and stuff. That's the only time. Like, if it's a rival club, then yes.
You know, one of my favorite, like, channels, I think, I don't know if they have YouTube, but they post on Facebook, is, like, the Arsenal Fan TV. Yeah. And they're I just goofy, watched a compilation of like them getting mad.
Bro, that last 6 years, I know what I went through, man. And now my club is actually playing.
Nah, nobody. Oh, y'all actually really doing really good. Bro, I'm not Arsenal, lying. We're playing
they're like really crazy. Whooping, like, everybody like, you playing. Actually want like I'm excited to watch the next game, and it's like in a week. I'm actually like looking forward.
Because you're
to
addicted.
It.
That's because that you I'm have addicted. An issue. Like,
I'm passionate about the team, but at a certain point, my team was going through it. Going through it. Y'all have no idea.
You would watch a freaking Little League soccer game. You have an issue of
what league game?
Watching soccer in general.
No, I like after this game, I will watch a football game. I'll tell you that. Like I want to see this guy's team get crushed.
That's not my team anymore. I don't know what you're talking about. Manchester? Washington football.
Yeah. Oh, Manchester. No,
you know what I figured out? In London, to get into the stadiums, you just like go to the stadium and then you can just have a stadium tour, right? But like to get
tickets. You didn't pay for that?
I did. But like
the tour, it was free. Yeah. You just walk in.
No, you have to pay.
I was about to
but
say,
but it's like $20, and then you can just go and just you can stay there the whole day if you want. But the funny part is just like the football fans over there, mm-hmm. like they're so passionate about the football. Like even when you come here, like there, you don't have to pay. Like people think you have to pay like $200-$300 to get into the games. You don't. You have to pay like $60, like for members, right? But here, imagine if it's like that.
What do you mean for members? Football. You get a membership card and then...
Yeah, you just sign up like online through like the football's website mm-hmm. and then you become a member of the football team.
Is that
and
it's like membership pay
fee? Yeah, it's like $20 a month.
How is right? it how is but sustainable get, though?
Huh?
How does how do they make money? That's not...
What you mean? Let me tell you. 60K so, like, people go to a game, they all sign up, 60,000 times 20 a month?
Listen, you pay a membership for the whole year. You can go to all the games, the football team's game, okay. that the your team's game, right? If either home or away, you can go to... You pay like $1,000 for the whole year.
Okay.
That's it. And then you can sell your tickets as well if you don't want to go to the game. And people, that's how people sell. Like, if you can't go to the game if you have work, you sell yours for
that's like better than like American football because that's like, you know how many games they play? It's like 40 games.
Huh? What about seats? What do you mean seats? Like, you get to pick seats? If you have a membership, yeah.
It's like,
but they run out quickly, yeah. So any seats, but they run out quickly. So you have to be a certain.
Because they play a lot of games during the season. So yeah. That's like, it's worth it.
Cool. Yeah, just this the league just, is like 32
This games. Reminds me of just Costco, bro. Like a Costco membership.
Everything you get like $100 a year. It's worth it. Think about like, I mean, imagine, yeah. okay, imagine if the actual ticket is $60, right? Let's say you paid $1,000.
Okay, what if you're not a member?
Huh?
What if you're not a member?
Then you have to pay the retail price.
Which is like which a lot of like money.
Whoever has, let's say that he has a membership and I don't. If he can't go to the game, he'll sell a ticket for like $250. And then I'll buy it from him. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
But then depend on the seat. The seats I got front row.
Like, I don't think it's because the I don't think because the people like the fans. I think they're making money somehow.
No, the fans are crazy about their teams.
Yeah, but crazy. I mean, because you said like they care about their fans so much that they offer for cheap. That's not cheap. I mean, if you're paying $1,000,
it's all this paid $1,000. Okay, think about it. You paid $1,000, right?
Like for like, I'm talking like an NBA
the
game.
The whole season. No, just for a football game. Yeah. Right, the whole season. There's over 40 games. Right. Let's say your team makes it to the final.
It's you only for home games, right?
No, home and away.
Oh,
how is that profitable? Like, there's gotta be something you're missing, my guy. That's not profitable.
It's called for the fans. Literally, it's for the fans. Who's gonna watch the games if it's not the fans?
So you're telling me golf England is watchers? Very bad at business?
How would it be away games though? Because that wouldn't be the other team's stadium.
Well, huh? Their whole exactly, stadium is like team also 3 hours apart.
But yeah, then so you have away fan sections.
Okay.
Does that make sense? There's a home section and away section for a reason because. If they get together,
because I know what you're talking about. It's called a season ticket, but that's mostly for home games and like every other
sport. And away games as well.
Yes, okay.
But you can't make it to every single game.
Yeah.
Can you? You have work and stuff.
I have another question. How far are the cities? So, I hear people they complain close. About like driving 45 minutes. You drive 45 minutes? That's so far away.
Like
delete that, bro.
No, from London to Manchester is like 4 hours.
But it's a train ride. You get a second experience.
Yeah.
How long all the fans go
from
together.
From here to Florida is like 8 hours.
Yeah, so is the train faster? Than
yeah, the like train is faster. It's like 2 hours.
And you're going all together. Everybody has their jerseys on.
Imagine like you go to a different country in Europe. Like when I went to Paris, it was like 2 hours in a train. Like one of those bullet trains.
So Paris is closer to London than Manchester?
If you drive to Manchester, it's 4 hours.
Oh, he's talking about driving. Train. Yeah. Okay.
But then you can take buses, trains, anything. It's not. Okay. I'm telling you, London is not expensive.
Like, so I'm not gonna lie to you.
Europe
bro.
Is not expensive in general.
Well, like, I wanted to go there, right? But the way you're describing it to me, I'm not giving me a reason to go. It's just it's normal.
No. Stay in where is it?
Timbuktu. But as you can see, You had a great summer.
What about you?
Bro.
So you always asking the questions, bro.
How was your internship, man? This man got an internship, mm-hmm. man. My boy doing big things in life, man.
Look. Sir. The internship I went, it's like a company. It's a pretty big company. I don't know how to say it, but
don't say it.
I'm having some difficulties understanding the people there.
In the company?
In what way?
Okay.
It's a lot of Indian people there. And stuff? Yeah, the way they speak, their language is really hard for me to understand. Okay. I'd be in the meetings like, what are you saying, bro?
I know you don't say it to them.
I mean, I asked them like,
what do you mean by that?
Separately.
I told my manager, I'm like, hey, I'm having some difficulty with the
communications.
The language. Mm-hmm. Language barrier. Yeah. Uh-huh. I asked some, there's this girl we know. She grew up in India, and she told me to ask them to enunciate more. So I'm going to just do that. But I don't want to sound disrespectful. Like, can you please enunciate more?
Send an email. Be a lot easier.
Probably.
Yeah. They reading is easier.
Imagine the middle of a meeting. Can you enunciate that?
Nah, but as you can see, we all were doing crazy stuff. I saw we were busy.
Even before we left, though. Yeah. Summer was a movie before we left.
This summer, legendary.
Legendary. I'm not going to
count. Kind of skydive, bro. Like, damn.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Did we ever talk about that?
No. We didn't.
No, we didn't.
Yeah. We put not a lot of effort, but we put a lot of time editing to that video.
It was a lot of effort. I think it looked.
No, it was a good video.
That video was tough.
It was a good video, yeah.
Also,
I think we had a lot of things planned, so we just, like, it was a very hectic month for us. Like,
that month was crazy.
Not just, like, now, like, it happens, you know? We can't be consistent all the time. Like, it's life, too.
Hey, let's call this like season two, bro. This is season two. Because we were gone for a while, you know what I'm saying?
No, I'm telling you. Now, we're here at least once a week, right? Think about it. We're here at least during school.
We haven't even talked about ESFNA, skydiving, all the stuff we did before.
But also, though, it was a good time. Once a week enough to come up with, like... So, you know how this conversation is, like, flowing nicely? Because we haven't been here in a while.
You don't have to mention it.
But once a week... No, like, but I'm saying, like, once a week, right?
Uh-huh.
Is that enough time?
I got a recommendation really saying post twice a week, cause they're saying like
consistent.
Just be consistent, bro. Like, you can't disappear from people.
Yeah. But long form content is hard to come up with, like, for twice a week.
Not really, bro. That's because the reason I'm not saying it's not because we can talk about anything. You see us literally, like, when we all hang out together, we don't want to leave. You know what I mean? But at the same time, we're students, you know? We got things to do.
Our jobs, we got kids.
Yeah. Oh, all right.
Who got kids? Dang. Is there something at end?
You guys have something, bro?
Are you okay?
Also, another issue is, like, we record, right? I watch, I'm like, this is trash.
No,
that happens.
And then somebody else watches, like, this is tough. I'm like, okay.
No, also, on top of that, I was going to say that, like, you know, we know the struggle. We're like, let's come up with an idea. And ideas we come up with, it's not even worth repeating. It's just, it's disappointing even for myself. Maybe it's because maybe we have the bar so high. I don't know what it is.
But that's the good thing, though. We do have the bar so high. Because, like, you were saying, like, at least 800 people, like, consistently watch us. Like, even on our YouTube video, they're getting, like, 1K. I don't know where that's coming from.
But thank you so much.
No, it's like some videos be doing good. I'm like, I did not expect that one to be doing good. Yeah. But then some videos are doing bad that I thought they would be doing good. So it's all about people like, people like.
Can I do something, too? Because the latest TikTok we posted, right? I just wanted to address it because I felt like I learned something. Okay, this is what I learned. When you don't know somebody on the day, why are you laughing, Doug?
This is serious. Everyone tells me that I laugh. I laugh for serious. A reason because it's funny.
At every issue, bro.
No, it's because I feel like context matters. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. If that makes sense, because if like you don't know me like on a personal level, mm-hmm. or like I don't know you and I hear you say something without context, I'm like, you know.
Right.
Framing matters. So if that makes sense.
Say what you said.
Nah, I don't think it should be repeated. But
then why'd you address it?
Go watch the last video, guys. Go watch the last video on TikTok.
Don't post this on TikTok.
No, but
they watch it on YouTube. I don't mind.
I was just thinking, like, I was reflecting, right? Especially this summer break, which is like, there's a lot of things that we're doing. It makes me realize that, like, we're actually growing up so quickly. But we're growing up while, like, enjoying our lives.
You're having a Bobby moment. Don't you remember? Every time they say that. I'm growing up.
No, there was this one time. You guys remember who was like, you guys remember those late night talks?
I'm like, damn, bro. Like,
anyways, really also, growing up, like,
doing.
How'd you become such an important person in my life?
Ooh, I said that?
No, the other I'm.
Oh.
No, but I was telling you, it just like I was just reflecting on that, especially because I didn't talk to you guys like that when I was in Europe.
Yeah.
So I was just like, wow, like
know? Yeah, this guy. You just cut out communication.
I told you. Like, I was going to do that because, like, I want to spend time with my mom.
Sometimes going ghost isn't bad. You got to, like, you know.
Yeah. I kind of did, too.
Especially because, like, what we were doing before I left was just, like, it was plans on top of, like, graduations.
SMNA,
the videos that we wanted to release, other graduation parties. Every week we had a graduation party. Yeah. So we're just, like, everything would just, like, all being put together. It's like, okay, that was,
you know what I remember about that time? You know how we were trying to like record as much so we can put when we were gone?
Yeah.
Now looking back, I think that was a bad idea.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie to you. I was like, I was okay with it, like not posting or anything. Like, I was just like,
quality over quantity. Like, we were creating a lot, but the quality like depreciated.
Yeah, it's because we had a lot of things on our plane. We were trying to do like bounce everything we had. I'm not gonna lie to you, I enjoyed every moment before we left though.
Oh,
like, yeah, bro.
I promise you. It was just like so fun. I'm not gonna lie to you. It was just like,
how was the summer different? Yeah, let's talk about that.
How was the summer different? I did everything that I wanted to. I'm not gonna lie to you.
I stepped out of my comfort zone this summer. Like,
me too.
Yeah, you know? This stuff I normally wouldn't do. You know, jump out of a plane? Are you crazy?
What do you mean? You asked for this.
Yeah. You know, you always say you wanna do it, you don't think you're gonna do it.
Because like, before we made sure, you know, this was happening.
Yeah.
I asked you explicitly. I said, are you sure you're going to do this?
I was just chatting, then, bro.
Nah, but you did it now. Like, you kind of encouraged me to do it, too. I'm not doing it anytime soon.
They're going
to
do it, bro. They're going to do it.
How about you?
Oh, I was going to say.
You gonna
I was
going
to tell y'all what I wanted to do for my birthday and not skydiving.
What you want for your birthday?
I want to go back to London and watch a soccer game.
That's wild.
Yeah, the fun's not looking bad. That's wild. The fun's not meeting.
Is that a no?
That's wild.
Marabu. Anywho.
Also, like, for me, the last semester was hard, right?
Yeah.
The moment after the semester ended, we were doing something every single, something new too.
Yeah. And I really liked
it. Everyone was involved.
Yeah.
And it wasn't like a one-off for too long. It was the right amount.
Bro, we were fine. We were having fireworks at 1 a.m. in the middle of the park.
Nah, that was crazy. That was crazy. We were shooting it at each other, bro. Like, on some wild stuff. That's crazy. Bro.
And that was after a graduation party.
One thing I wish I did, though, is, you know, Henny, you behind the camera. I want to do some cliff jumping, bro.
Ew.
I just don't trust it because there's a...
Bro, I hope these guys are scary. No, because this man.
It's water.
No, it's water. There's rocks underneath the water.
There's no rocks.
You've been under there?
Yes, I've been. I've jumped multiple
which
times.
Which one are you talking about?
Undisclosed location.
Yeah, okay, but listen. But listen. This man texted us a random day.
I'm gonna go cliff jumping.
It was like 2 days before we left.
I
wasn't
the one who brought it up, but I mean, yeah.
You were the one that brought it up. Yeah, because you texted us 2 days before.
We still have a week, you know, right? And then, no, this week.
No. No. This man really texted us 2 days before. He was like, "You guys want to go cliff jumping?" And all you see is everybody disliking the message. I was like, bro,
yeah, some haters, bro. It's all fun, bro.
Something we still want to do though. Camping?
No.
If you do that, you might as well.
This group, I don't know about camping with this group, bro.
No, I'm not going camping with y'all. But listen, you know what I wanted to do? The bouncy house.
Don't talk about it because that. Okay. I'm still down with that if the funds allow.
If the funds are allowed.
The globe thing?
Yeah. I feel like that would be a fun.
I'm telling you, it would be such a fun content. Yeah, say
thing like that, okay?
That's such a fun content. I'm telling you, please, let's do it. Like, I'm done with that.
You know what, like, this to describe this summer is when the plans make it out of the group chat. That's what I describe. Because so many times the plans just stay in the group chat. But this summer we actually did something about
it. One day, we had nothing planned, right? And then, I don't know what to do with my life, bro.
Yeah, I'm not going
3, 4 p.m. Yeah. And then somebody said, what are we doing? And I'm like, finally. And I don't know what we ended up doing. And also, I forgot, like, a lot of the stuff that we did. But, and like, when someone brings it up, I remember.
Yeah.
You remember when our friend's car was... He forgot his key in his car.
That stuff was an experience.
It was funny though.
We had to ask a guy, bro. Hmm? A random guy, can you help us? He bought out duct tape. I'm like, what is going on, bro?
Those are, I feel like that's the memories that's gonna like.
Nah, the only thing I really wanna do though, we probably haven't done besides like camping, is probably traveling. Like all of us, not just the guys or just, you know, the girls. But, like,
where?
I don't know.
Where do you wanna go? I say we can travel towards the campsite.
During winter break.
Okay,
let's go snowboarding.
Oh no, snowboarding!
Ski,
of course,
ski. I'll tell you. Get out the camera. A skiing or snowboarding? I'm telling you, please, let's get a cabin.
I don't want to be want to try snowboarding.
Yeah, sleeping on no, no.
Listen, it's the most mountain. Mountain. Listen, please.
I don't know about y'all, when it crosses into like November-ish and then the Christmas vibe starts coming in, bro.
Hey, I'm telling you, just put on some Christmas music.
Hot Let's chocolate with some marshmallows, please, cabin stories.
Oh, I've been asking about that for since last year. Since last year, bro, please. Let's go snowboarding.
Yeah. Where? My guy, where?
There's PA, there's VA, there's MA.
I'm going to be honest with you. I've never done anything
Let's go on
related.
A small road trip. Let's go on a small road trip, like 5-6 hours away, right?
Rent that's a cabin. Small?
Yes, that's bro. That's
to
a
get to you, yeah. Like,
bro. That's a
this man was located in a strategic location, bro.
No, listen, that's a great road trip. I'm not gonna lie to you.
Okay,
God willing, we get a cabin. Okay,
it's not that expensive.
Snowboarding.
Oh, that's plenty. Right. Not. It sounds like you're gonna fun for
when
it.
When it's like 20 deep, bro, it's not expensive.
Yeah,
it's
no,
like,
listen, yeah. Listen. Especially if we
the
like,
is the most expensive thing in that.
If we book it now, like think about if we book it now in advance, right? Get what we need. Possibly like
hold on bro, we're really talking about our plans like
hey, not only that. Hey, cause I was gonna say I think we should start getting sponsored, bro, because
hey, you know, hey, we talk hey, about hey, that off, shit, off, you know off, off,
let's post off, at least off, regularly before we talk about that, bro,
off the record.
We over here
one day just gonna hear us just say our sponsors that we like, hey, they made it, you know.
One day.
Squarespace.
What's that?
There you go.
This is not, hey, don't this give is them not time, bro. We haven't had that kind of contract yet.
No, but listen, I don't know, I just like the whole summer we're just like, I don't know, we were just living in the moment. Like, everything we did.
That's a good way to put it.
You know what I mean? Like,
in the moment.
And it's moving quick, too, bro. Like, school's about to start up
again.
Ah!
You said it.
Yeah.
The S word.
This man's about to be traumatic again. He's about to be calling me every day, bro. School, bro. Bro.
You see? Dang, bro.
And that's the thing, though. It's always after a great summer, school comes, and y'all just, you know, everybody does their thing for a little bit.
Yeah.
They can all get together.
Not by choice, bro.
This man's gonna be struggling with all those classes. I'm gonna be in an internship getting cooked by some Indians. Like, bro.
What did he say?
Hey, never mind. But anyways.
No, you wanna edit that?
No, I didn't mean like that.
I need this raw clip, bro.
I didn't mean like.
Wait.
You know, I'm saying like.
Listen, no.
It's the demographic.
No, but listen. Speaking about Democrat. No, listen.
Hey, let's
no, it's not. It's not. I'm just saying, like, you know, there's a lot of like Somalis and like Ethiopians and Eritreans in Europe, London, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the time I arrived there,
yeah,
there's something called Oxford Street, right? Yeah. That's where like all like the stores and like literally like that's where you go shopping, right? When I got there, they were taking down a couple of flags, which I'm not gonna mention.
Taking down like
the certain flags, you know.
The people were
tearing them gems down,
like the people that worked there, like they were taking down, like they were putting the UK flag,
mm-hmm,
and they were putting down a flag, like they were putting it on the flag because, you know, one month ended, you know, right. And my mind, I was just like, you know, I have a lot of jokes, you know,
just say them right now.
But I was just like, you know what, I would get canceled so quickly.
That's a bro, you know,
you can't get canceled because, like, none of us can get canceled because we have no platform, bro.
But listen. I would just think it's my mind.
We have no platform. What are you going to cancel?
Huh?
Oh, hold on.
That's a goofy. But yeah, though.
No, but, like, yeah, so.
Oh, do you guys, like, I already asked this question in a form.
Yeah, my fault.
In one form. Something I did different. So, you know, I used to make fun of people. That are like, oh, I'm going to make. Listen.
Out of context.
I used to make fun of people that say, I'm gonna be off social media, right? I'm like, nah, you're gonna do blah, blah, right? And then I was like, you know what? Let me take this month.
This guy.
Stop hitting me. Yeah, the thing is like,
this man just,
what did he say?
He said, hard times
never last, only tough people.
red. Context. When you post this, put that video on there so people understand. Because it's funnier with context.
No, I'm not gonna lie. Half the time we just laugh at our own jokes because we understand each other.
This is what y'all want. We're just off the dome, bro. We just talking, bro.
No, we need to put some kind of guidance on this.
Let me tell you what I said.
Okay, carry on.
And then I'm like,
you make fun of people?
Yeah. I deleted Instagram, right?
Yeah.
And then I delete. Because I used to make fun of people that say, oh, get off Instagram, blah, blah, blah.
And message me.
And then I feel like if you don't have Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, you can get canceled.
You go to YouTube, nigga. I did not say that word.
No, what I'm saying is you can't get canceled. What are they going to cancel you on?
What do you mean? Just put it over there, bro. What?
What?
this out.
I hear ruining the school's property.
If you don't have any platform to get attacked on, I mean,
we
unless they call your job and
we
then.
Do have a platform. Bro, when I say platform,
when they start, when they start doing research, it's not hard to find research. It's not hard to find us on social media.
That's
our link is connected to our Instagram.
But
right?
If you don't use it.
Look, bro. That's what I'm saying, bro. When
for the month and a half, I have not been on Instagram. Go delete it. I don't care.
Bro, but listen. When I say getting canceled, you know what I mean, right? An influential person who has many people following them and, like, you know, who cares about their opinions. That if they, you know, the reason they cancel you is so you can feel bad because your thing means something to you. This thing means something to me, bro.
Feel bad?
So imagine if you get canceled.
Feel bad.
Yeah, but like I'm like, there's not enough people to like. I'll be like, damn, but it's my livelihood.
Yeah, bro. They want you.
We put
like,
more money into. Yeah.
The problem is, we go to a good university, and
then don't say dumb stuff. Just be crafty with it.
I think that's the only thing I would worry about.
Be smart about it.
That's the only thing I would worry about is like if people, some people have, you know.
Yeah.
Try to get under your skin.
Mm-hmm.
That
bro, people get petty over small things.
But like getting attacked on Twitter, I don't have like I don't use Twitter. I don't care, you know.
I don't mind getting attacked on social media, but when they take it in real life, you know, put it, you know,
do it back.
Like, huh?
Oh, okay. Actually, that's gonna get you canceled more. Actually,
turn see what cheek. I mean? You see what I mean?
I feel
turn
bad.
So if I get kicked out of the school
as a Christian,
I can't turn my cheek.
I should apologize.
I mean?
That was a bad. That was a bad
comment.
That's
what I'm saying. Look, bro, people are going to feel any type of way. Why do you say good stuff or bad stuff, bro? Just let them be mad in the corner, bro. Don't worry about them, bro.
So someone called your company right now and said...
No, I'm hunting them down.
Look, okay, y'all taking it out of context way too much.
This is in context.
No, I'm talking about like,
bro, let's just talk about something, bro.
His intrusive thoughts one
there. Yeah, facts. This man,
you see, I'd be having interesting topic, but y'all are scared of getting canceled.
Okay, do y'all think?
Okay, I don't know. I'm telling you.
But if I say it, you're gonna walk away.
Listen, this is what I'm saying. If you have an intrusive thought, if you have an intrusive thought,
it's interesting to me.
Filter it and make sure you can say it.
If I filter, it's not interesting no more.
Say it. You can cut it off.
Just say it.
We're not about to. One day
I can't say it.
Say it.
Y'all gonna be like, ah.
Just say it.
You know what I'm talking about.
No, we don't.
The thing we've been pushing off.
Just say it.
Forbidden?
The forbidden fruit?
No.
No.
The babies. Let's talk about them, bro. I feel bad.
I told you I'm not talking about that topic.
Yeah, that's
not
what I'm saying.
What do y'all think of that monkeypox, bro?
That's a more controversial topic.
Now, what do y'all think about it?
Do y'all know how it is spreading? Let's not, you know what?
Yes, it's through sexual. Actually, I heard this crazy thing on the radio. But anyways, do y'all think it's gonna lead to
the radio?
What?
To the radio? Bro,
WTOP. He cranked it.
That truck.
Do y'all think it's gonna lead to another lockdown? I hope it does.
I hope it does.
I low key loved the lockdown, bro.
I'm not gonna.
I was chilling.
That was a sad life, bro.
It was a good day, man.
I was chilling in lockdown, bro.
Yeah, it was good. It was good for school.
I was eating good.
They were paying me to be at home. Right? What?
Exactly. Who's paying you?
The state.
Oh, my parents never gave me that money.
That's crazy.
I'm going to be honest with you. And I don't want to ask them because you know what I'm going to say? We put food on your table. We put food on your head.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
But it's okay.
No, I'm not going to get into that topic. It's okay. But no, I feel like there's a lot of health concerning things happening in the world right now, which we're not paying attention. Please stop.
But I'm telling you, if you don't have social media, life is good.
No, it's also good to watch
YouTube
it.
And Reddit,
no, it's
bro.
Also good to look at this stuff, though.
No,
stay on Reddit.
Okay, now that's worse. Reddit is
crazy
place.
As long as you like, there's a news section, right? Don't go on that part. Life is good.
Reddit be wild.
Nah, dude, just the normal section, bro. There's some weird.
What's your favorite subreddit?
Bro, I don't use Reddit.
I use it enough to.
Yeah, I don't use. But I know there's some good topics in there to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
But
you know what I'm saying? If you really want to get to know somebody, don't ask them for the Instagram. Ask them for their Reddit.
Who's gonna give
you
their
Reddit? Let me tell you what. That's when
you're old.
What's your Reddit? What's your Reddit username? Like, what, bro? I always gonna
get. I don't even know how Reddit works.
Stop playing. That's
I'm
sad.
That's serious. I don't know how Reddit works.
I'm got you. I knew how it worked after, you know when I downloaded it because of the Wall Street bets. I was trying to join their group. What's the move?
You did something.
They're the group leader.
What happened to them, bro? What happened to those companies?
They got their money and
the
they
companies?
Left.
No, I'm talking about like what is it? What
I'm
was
not
it?
Gonna lie to you. If there's another lockdown,
AMC and GameStop.
If there's another lockdown, I'm scamming.
Fine,
I don't
GameStop
care.
Came down.
Do you hear this guy?
What do you say?
If there's another lockdown, I'm scamming.
Exactly. Yeah.
PPP loans. First bro, one
whoever
to
on, whoever's on the methods, bro, let me know.
Y'all
ate too much, bro.
Get your money up. Get your funny up.
You know they caught a lot of them, right?
A lot, not all of them.
You know what crazy is? You know the funny thing is? Most of them are underage. They're just building the case on them. They're waiting until they turn 18. They're going to hit them with the books.
They wait till they have bigger cases. Like more to just y'all be really like, getting oh, played. You can't deny us. We have 20 years on you.
They imagine they cost you 4K.
Damn, some 20 years is crazy.
Dollars, bro.
So you telling me I got 20 years? Because I'll make it out.
You can't tell this guy anything serious, bro.
Nah, listen.
You be seeing these people. I'm like, bro, I know you're scamming, bro. They pull up in designer, bro, to play basketball. I'm like, bro.
Bro, my sister has this one friend that goes to Miami, right? Miami University.
Uh-huh.
And then she said.
So does my sister.
Hey, can you just tell us his name at this point?
Nah, that's crazy. I'm not trying to.
You told
but anyways,
us where he lives.
Miami University?
Where's the university, bro?
Okay.
Bro,
you don't even know who this person is.
There, yeah.
Oh. Continue. Anyways, don't matter, bro.
Continue.
But yeah, she pays 4K to rent this apartment. It's not even on campus. It's an off-campus place, right?
It's okay.
4K and a month for one
4K place? A month. Oh, she said, oh, she has 100K followers on TikTok. I was like, bro, that's not even... any money. Like money, if you saw KSI's income, he was making like 2K and he has like millions of followers on TikTok.
Yeah. TikTok can pay you very
TikTok good. Is not a source of income.
Yeah.
And then she was like, oh, she has a business. I was like, she didn't promote it on her main Instagram. That's sus. And I was like, so you just think she has money to do things outside of paying that 4K a month rent. That's 4,800 a year. That's 48,000 a year.
No, woman.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, but she, they were like, she got a business.
We know. That's what I mean. They have more opportunities to get.
Exactly.
I'm not going to hate, but I don't think she's not very suitable in that market. Let's just say. But I mean, to each their own. But she doesn't fit the standard.
What are we becoming?
Their standard. I'm just saying.
Don't you refuse to do Bible?
There's a standard.
Segments?
There's a standard.
No, I refuse. We're not becoming that red pill people, bro. No, we're not going down that
Bible
road.
It's not red pill, but there's a standard, and
I know
she doesn't fit the stereotypical. Yeah.
She's
talking about.
Okay, let me stop right there.
We're talking about the Bible, bro. Let's go back to that, please.
I'm not, just being honest. No, so that doesn't seem like the likely stream of income.
She doesn't do well in the
so,
market.
I'm like, bro, she's probably scamming. And they're like, my sister's like, nobody believes
ask
that.
Ask her this question. What bank does she use? Chase.
That's a good question. That's a good question.
Nah, hold on. Nah.
Jail,
nah.
But yeah,
so
you got to think, bro.
That?
People
are
just
we're
so gullible.
Yeah, you want to comment on that? You
I don't. We're not opening that can of worms, but leave it alone. Hey, let's keep going. But anyways, though.
Hey, if you're a scammy, stop. That's bad for you.
No, you're gonna get caught, bro.
You remember Michael Jordan? He's like,
stop it.
Get some help.
Get some
I mean,
this man really.
She's not suitable for that market. Somebody put that on a T-shirt.
I'm sorry. I'll stop.
But to be honest, this is the age people be doing dumb stuff. So. Yeah.
But still, though, like, this is becoming... Whenever something becomes a trend, bro, people just follow it, bro. Like, I'm not saying scamming is good. It's terrible. But if you're going to be a scammer, be a good scammer.
Don't get caught.
People over here doing dumb stuff. They trying to scam for Chick-fil-A, bro.
Stop playing.
Yo, chill. Chick-fil-A was doing
that?
A deal,
you
bro.
You no.
Nah, you did it, didn't you? You got the...
You got an experience.
You got it for cheaper, didn't you?
No. In high school, before Christ, high school.
There was a Discord.
There was a Chipotle thing.
Oh yeah.
There was a guy doing it for $5. Mm-hmm. This man took my $5, dog. He can't give it back. I was like, bro, I messaged him on everything. He didn't respond. Like, okay.
You got blocked.
I'm gonna report this guy now.
$5.
Going to jail.
Damn, bro. How much is Chipotle back then? Like $7.
I'm not gonna cap to you. Out of the three of out of the four of us, you get scammed the most.
Hold up.
No, listen.
You want to bring that?
No, you would get
bring it up. Bring it up.
You want to bring that up?
No,
you want to bring it up?
Bobby, do it.
I would say
it.
Yes, I got scammed before, but I got my money back. And there was a reason why.
How much you get scammed?
I'm not going to say.
How much?
I got scammed for $5. How much you get scammed?
I'm not going to say.
Five times the amount?
Bobby.
No, listen.
Stop.
There was a reason why I
got scammed. Okay, study. This is to help the people learn from our mistakes.
Don't do something stupid online.
This man got scammed for a couple hundred, bro.
Yeah.
Over some shoes he believed.
Listen.
Shoes.
Listen, I got my money back. I don't care. But listen, the point is that no matter what, I'm not playing around with my money. You got scared.
It's
you never
$5
got your money
though.
Back.
I got
hey,
it's like I'm not
going to someone just got to tell you Chick-fil-A down. And you know, you're
No, Chick-fil-A, there was this Discord dude was selling like a sandwich for like 80 cents a
on Discord
piece.
Online?
And you'd be like, I want
He gives you like codes, and like you just scan the code at the reception, that's crazy. And they just be like, "Well, you just got like 4 sandwiches for free."
Yeah, it just shows you though, bro, like how wild is skills. How wild
and
are
you can't go to the same one though, because they'll be like, "Bro, like what are you?"
Didn't you use that?
Yeah, wait, he's like, wait, you just
is there a promo here, code?
Yeah, it's like a code that he gives you that he sells for like 80 cents or something less than that.
Damn.
And then
you want to try it out?
We were going, you know, before Christ. We were going like hopping around different like Chick-fil-A's for like that. And then we were reselling it too.
I love how we say before Christ. Just nah, yeah. Stupidity.
There's some things we did, you know.
Yeah, no,
before Christ.
Yeah. It's just wilding though, like bro, like people out here really just finding any way. Like it's crazy, bro.
You gotta find a way, man. Huh?
$1 billion.
What $1 billion?
Just count some off for $1 billion.
You were there.
$1 billion?
Nah, I. Way good. Yo, for $1 billion, what do you do?
Exactly. I bought a tuna, but some money with tuna.
No, for that, we need his own throat.
Nah, man. Nah, but I like our friend group, man. So, back to our friend group.
Going forward now. Right? Let's change the subject a little bit.
Okay, going forward.
What's the plan now? In general?
To graduate.
Graduate and make. Legitimate money, like actual hard work.
We're not scammers, but I'm just saying like that.
Because there's so many ways you can go and be like illegitimate, making some crazy stuff, like doing some wild stuff. Yeah.
What do you consider not legitimate money? For example, right? For me, right? Even though I want to start a business one day, right? What I fear is being those people that are just like hustlers, but you know. But they're just known for just hustling and not really making, you know, progress. Does that make sense?
Oh, like making like little money here and there.
But yeah, not like but yeah, that's my fear, bro. You know what I'm saying.
What's wrong with being a hustler?
No, he's saying like those hustlers. You know, those people like, let's say this for example, they dress nice, they have good clothes, like you know, designer, but they're still living in an apartment.
That's
like
faking it till you make it, but hustling is different.
But they never make it though. That's the thing.
You don't know when you're gonna make it though.
I'm saying
you can't use that as precaution to not hustle.
A couple years though, if you're not making any progress in a couple
something's
years,
something's gonna hit.
Go get a degree or something.
Okay, basically, I want to make it.
I'm not talking about him.
Hustling.
That's what I'm saying.
But when I say that's a good question.
What's legitimate money?
Okay, legitimate money. I'm saying like something you can, from my point of view, you can build from the ground up, and then scale.
That's so big. Give me an example, my guy.
Okay.
Numbers.
A good business.
Numbers.
Oh, over 6 figures. Especially in this market.
What do you mean?
Over 6 figures? Tens of millions
for a
dollars.
Company?
No, like making money. Like a good amount of money. Livable money. Amen. Over 6 figures.
For yourself?
Yeah.
Bro, if you own the company.
I'm just talking about, he said how much money like.
But if you own the company, it's on paper. You have a value of that much money. It's not cash.
Yeah. Don't give yourself nothing.
Yeah.
And another thing is like, not just being doing one thing, like putting it, like spreading your hands out everywhere.
Oh,
bro.
Yeah, that's a
must.
Will you be able to do that though?
What do you mean? I feel like you'll learn it.
People think they could. But it's a lot harder to do that at a high level.
That's the thing you have
no,
to outsource.
No, it's not. It's easier to do at a high. Oh, what do you mean, like?
For example,
high level, you just need some like.
You just need money. If you have the funds to,
no,
you can
outsource. Look, you just say you learn that skill, and then you teach somebody else, or you hire somebody else, and you leave it to them,
that's
and you just
I'm
start
saying.
Managing
yes.
them.
Yes.
Bobby,
then you become a manager.
Knowing you, you wouldn't trust people. You like you would want to have control over what's gonna come under
yeah,
your name.
Yeah, I'm kind of low key.
I know you,
but I feel like if I'm gonna have to make money, bro, like I'm gonna do that. I'm like I can't be.
Why don't you start making
real estate, bro?
If I had
it's a lot harder than it says, bro.
Real estate, bro.
I've been looking for a contract work for fall semester. Right?
Contract and
for what?
Like I'm like online work. Cause I feel like
yeah,
I
that's
know
not easy to find.
I'm deep in like
you have
my
to be creative
knowledge.
Too, though.
You know what I'm saying? Like I know how to code and stuff, right? Mm. So I'm looking for a job, but then cause I don't have real experience.
Somebody needs a job.
If you need a website to be made for you at a low price.
Why are you begging
at
the
at low cost today, yeah.
Email us, please. But you know what I'm saying, right? Yeah. But what about you? What's real money after you graduate?
After I graduate?
Yeah. Even before, I don't care.
What's real money to you compared to illegitimate money?
I want to do like what I love, like to
no
like,
dirt.
No, listen. No, I'm
what
not
do you
about,
love?
Like,
what
see,
do you
like,
love?
You're talking about like starting a business and all.
I'm
that.
I'm just saying, like for me.
Yeah, for you. But then for me, I want to do something like contributive with what I love, like football, something I'm passionate
okay.
about. I won't be like you know, like I won't get up one day and be like, ugh, like. I don't want to go do this. You know
football.
What I mean?
You can be like
you know,
the
saying,
freaking
like, obviously
bus boy for football team. But give me an example. Yeah.
But listen. Making investments with like not just the money I have, but like making my money make more money to a point where I invest in something that I would like
buy a club,
be part of it. not buy a club, but like give me be a part owner.
Have a stake club. In the club. Yeah.
Like, something like give me an example like that. Yeah, that's what I want.
That's he didn't let me finish. But that's not a business.
That's like,
for example, like to get into like that's what I mean. Like to get into that stage,
you need money.
You need net worth. Like
yeah.
Do we even understand the question we're asking right now? Hold up. We said what is legitimate money to you?
Yes.
Okay. Let's end. Let's do the other part then. What do you think is illegitimate?
Name fans only.
Only.
Oh Lord.
Yeah, anything has to do with selling yourself
online. Something to do with online that has to
you're
do with.
You kind of like.
You have a lot of disagreements there in the comment section.
What do you mean by that?
So somebody's going to be like, bro, I'm just using my resources. And then like.
Would you?
Which resources?
Would you consider influencers? Like,
influencers? Are they making money? Good money?
Legitimate?
What's good money? What if they were at one point but not anymore?
Sucks. I'm as long as you're making progress, I'm not gonna.
Bro, hate as long as
some people be
bills.
Riding the trend, so they were popping 3-4 years ago, and then.
But if you fall off, no, that's not. Like,
so
something.
When do you stop making like what?
Yeah, that's.
You know like, that's no longer your profession.
To me. Bro, like, even if you fall off, if you have enough to go the rest of your life, hey, bro, you accomplish.
If you have
it,
enough
good.
To do like to I said, branch to off. Invest yeah. more into whatever.
But not everybody invests.
Once you're that's financially free, you're straight. You need to, bro. I don't care. Well, I don't want to be successful
you
for 50 years
million
straight,
minimum in
get
America
the bread
to be financially
45 million?
Free.
Yes. My guy, what?
That's the minimum. Like,
that's cap, bro.
Financially freedom in America.
That's cap, bro.
How much you want to
no,
buy?
Give me 10 mil, bro.
Where
I'm
are you
straight.
Living, bro?
1
million.
Give me 10. I'm
5 mil.
10 million. On 10 million, I'm pretty sure I can retire.
Okay, let's say.
I'm going to live below my means.
Let's say that, God forbid, something family like related happens, okay? You know how much funeral?
That's only like 200k, bro.
No,
that's nothing.
Cremate me, bro. Only. Burn me down. I don't care.
Only.
I know, but it's a lot
up.
Less than that.
It adds up. You're talking about like your full life.
But no, don't put me in a coffin, bro.
I know,
just burn me, bro.
When I'm dead, I don't need
just
to
burn my ashes and throw
it in
the water,
bro. In the ocean,
bro.
I'll
why are you paying 10 grand, bro?
At that point,
me to
die?
That's wild.
45
for my bones to rot in a little bed, bro?
You know what you could do? You can burn people and then plant
plant a tree.
On them.
Yeah.
That's an investment right there. You're getting a tree.
That's crazy.
You look
this
at that tree, if you hit
going
it,
crazy.
Everything you did to me.
I wish
hey,
y'all could see him on the camera.
You good?
I know, right?
You good, bro?
I wish y'all could see him on the camera, bro.
He's beating his great-grandfather.
Nah, remember that one time?
Granddad!
Oh,
what's your granddad do to you?
Start boxing the tree?
Nah,
what if you sick of the lighting? You just hit the tree. Like, okay, let me put the tree down.
But
what are you talking about?
Going back, to that, do not, I don't, unless somebody wants to put their money down to put me in a nice box, I don't care
bro,
what happens to me.
Why you say
down.
Someone,
the,
it's your it's your family who's going to do that.
My family, I'm going to let them know.
Listen,
I swear I do not need to spend that money.
Six bands. Just for the casket.
For a box of wood.
I thought it was 10 bands.
Yeah, it's like, on average, it's around 6 to 8.
Okay, normally.
Six to eight, yeah.
Give me
but
that money when I'm alive.
That's besides the perception.
Yeah, exactly.
All of that.
I can use that money for a lot of useful stuff right
bro,
now.
Bro, you're dead.
What would I need when I'm dead?
Well, but what's your, bro? I don't think people just understand death differently. People are like, oh, they're trying. But for me, bro, what's the they're dead, bro?
Go on about your business.
You don't need like a grand thing, bro. Just like,
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Okay, hold up.
I mean, I would like, you know, a little like get together, you know, be like.
And I'm not gonna lie to you. I don't like when people wear all black during like funeral. Like, I would rather.
You know how the Africans do it? Like, they celebrate when this when someone's at. I want it to be. Why can't we have that kind of culture?
That's
kind of
hard, though.
I want it to be celebrated.
How can you force yourself to celebrate when like that's like.
Bro,
it's a part of the culture. It's a learned thing. Like,
hold up,
you're happy that
how do we get to
moving on?
We need to chill. Calm down. First of all, we're talking about like the casket, or are we talking about like the actual funeral?
Oh no, I'm not saying like a bare body right now.
Okay, but you're talking about like you say you don't want people to be sad. Nah, bro, I can't go to a funeral and not be sad for the person.
Yes, I'll be sad, but also
I want them to celebrate at the same time too.
Well, in African culture, you know, like they cry at the funeral stuff.
Like,
you know, American culture is more.
No,
like,
I'm saying some African cultures they literally celebrate. They have
they wear all white. They don't wear all
to
black.
Be like, oh yeah, let's celebrate all the good moments that
they
had.
And
they
that's crazy.
I mean, I still don't want the casket, but like you don't have to do that. You know, just like
just put on some mesmer. Just chill out. You don't gotta cry. If you cry, okay, cool.
Nah, that's natural. You're gonna cry.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
let's just get away from this death. But
I know, right? I don't know how we got here. We were talking about money and then how
because money brings to death.
Money's the root of all evils.
Yeah. Love money.
Love of money is the root of all evils.
That's crazy to me, man.
45 mil is
like
crazy,
it.
Bro.
I'm
sorry.
You don't need 45 mil.
That's crazy,
bro. I forgot who said it.
Actually, let's ask.
It was literally a calculated thing.
They calculated it wrong.
Let me ask y'all this. We were talking about it later, like early on this week. If you won the lottery, right?
Yeah.
The,
I did. That's how I get to
let's say the billion. That's unrealistic number right
now. Okay, money.
The billion.
You won the lottery.
Would you tell any of your friends or family? Or would you just...
A billions?
I'm not billion. Gonna lie to you. 1 billion.
I've been thinking about like cutting lottery tickets.
I got one.
Then you didn't win it, did you?
Would you right
no,
now?
I did not get one. I'm legally not allowed to get one.
No, I was thinking about getting one, but I would tell my family and friends. But
friends? You would tell them?
Yeah.
Now I'm moving away. I'm moving away first.
I'm telling them I'm moving away.
I'm going to an abandoned island.
A billion, you would tell your friends?
Yeah, I would.
Would you give him some?
After I move.
Yeah.
Would you give him some?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. I would give you like,
yes,
yeah.
What am I gonna do with a billion?
When I don't think I'll tell you, listen, but you'll see me in like, you know, you my car will be nearer.
Listen,
you know,
listen,
my, bro, I'll my just, dude, I'll just ask you what listen, happened. Listen, how did listen, you get this?
God provides. Listen, you know,
that's a vague nigga. Answer, bro.
Listen, you have to calculate. You gotta
get robbed. God provides.
You have to bro, calculate you know, the fact that you know, tax is gonna be cut off.
So let's just say no. We're saying out of after tax,
all that is still a billion.
Yes.
Yeah, life is good, man.
Even if it was taxes, the man just wanted 400 mil. No, listen. What are you gonna do with that?
You said God provides. They're gonna rob you. Say God takes away as well.
No, listen, but I'll tell you what I would do. There's certain things that I would say non-negotiable for me, right? Providing for my family, non-negotiable, right? Two, like giving money to Ethiopia because I know they're in debt.
I'm Ethiopian.
I'm Tanzanian.
Yeah, but I'm
yeah,
saying
yeah, I know in Ethiopia
like,
too.
Like I forgot the water and all that.
I yeah,
the
called. Dirt. I would yeah, actually yeah. build a city back there too.
Yeah, but listen. Any investment?
Hey, slow down, Akon.
My dad said,
"No, I'm being so serious." My dad, you have the money, why not?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
you build a city, like where it's like
I'm literally asking.
It's like really cheap to live. Simple question:
would you give it to your friends? Why would you give it to your friends?
Listen, I would give it to my friends if they're in distress. Like, I'm talking about.
Everyone's gonna be in distress when you get a billion.
Health issues and certain things that you need financial.
Okay.
You know what I mean? School.
I don't believe in school. You,
I'm not gonna like, lie. I would just bless. I'll just bless everyone with a million. It's not gonna hurt me.
That's okay, what I'm saying. I know who to come to. You know
I would bless y'all with a million because that's if I bless 100 people with a but million, listen, that's 100 mil. I'm still at 900 mil.
100 people is crazy.
Exactly. I don't even know 100 people that well enough to give you money.
They'll pop out of nowhere. Look, $1 billion.
Trust me. I'm saying I don't know you. Who are you? I don't even know your last name, bro. Why am I talking?
Remember, you're on my podcast. Okay.
We have a video recording of this. What? I'm telling you.
I've been to your house before, bro.
1 million, bro. I've been to your house before. Nothing, bro. But y'all no. telling me if you were in that position, you wouldn't too?
No. I'm saying, look, this is what I'm saying.
That will take more money from you.
Of course, like, but I'm saying after a million, if you want more money, you have to give me a good idea.
No, that's what I'm saying. Look, my thought process is, obviously, people who have, like, I'll give them if they need it for, like, school or something.
Yeah.
But if you're okay and you're just asking for money, this is what I would say. Present me an idea,
yeah,
and I'll help fund it.
Yeah.
I'm not just like, you know that the quote is like, teach a man how to fish and he'll eat forever.
Yeah.
I'm making you better and I'm returning something for me as well. I
mean, but imagine how much $1 million just gifted to you would change your life right now.
But would that's it what motivate think, you or make you lazier?
It's not gonna, you're gonna buy a house, you buy a car, you pay for school, it's gone.
Yeah,
facts. $1 million is nothing in this economy, bro.
$1 million went away.
That's more than $1 million. Listen,
that's what I'm saying.
I get $1 million, I'm dropping out. I'm
letting you know. I mean, it's enough to invest if you use it smartly. You live below your means, all that.
If you can still live with your parents,
but it could change your life.
I think I want to be at the school, but he knows. I do want to be at the school.
You're digging your own.
I do want to be at the school. No, but listen.
We're at UCLA, by the way, guys.
Yeah, California.
Yeah. You know, the nice guys. Listen,
but think about it. $1 million is not that much in today's.
Of course not.
Right? $10 million, okay.
That's a lot.
Nah, give me that. I'm living, bro.
This man is stuck on. Hey, show me that article.
Yeah, I want that statistic, bro. Give me 10 mil, buy some houses.
Bro, 10 million.
Oh, bro, you can buy a house for 10 million. Think about it.
No, whoa. You buy some complexes, some duplexes, triplexes, some octoplexes. No, bro.
They are.
Rent them out. You see, like you said, get a manager. You don't even have to look at that.
No, I know.
Duplexes
and everything. Above is really a lot of money, though. Yes, I've seen this triplex worth a mil.
You don't have to pay tax.
You got to go somewhere else, though.
Go to, like, Be More.
Even that's becoming
boy, B-more is you're not getting your money straight.
Bro, I'm saying you are.
Cause everybody's going there now, right. So it's becoming
they okay. But like, go right. to like more like you know underdeveloped areas. Yeah.
Go to Ohio, bro, or something.
Nah.
You all been to Ohio?
No, never been there.
Well, bro, the rent flat. Is like $800. Why would you go there?
How do you know?
I've been to Ohio.
You know, how? When?
Bro, trust me.
Bro, there's Habashas in it. Like,
yeah, a lot of like
another. You never told me this. Common down there.
You never told me.
I went to Ohio multiple times.
For what?
Multiple.
Soccer, choir.
Oh.
Just traveling.
When
you
went? Like, did you know you were alive? Like, no, because kids go to different countries.
Yeah, I went for a soccer tournament. I went for a choir trip in my high school days.
Age.
Oh.
16, 17, 18.
Why are you so shocked about Ohio, bro? It's Ohio.
Never told me.
Yeah, I've never.
Ohio, I heard Hawaii.
What?
Yeah, no, you cannot recover from that, bro. Yo, we need to wrap it up.
I was like, why are you so precious? Ohio. I'm like, oh.
Bro, anybody cares about Ohio.
Well, it seemed like you did. I was so shocked. Like, why do you care?
Nah,
like,
I heard man, Hawaii.
What is
bro,
in Ohio that you're looking for?
Nah, bro. I heard I Hawaii.
Like, he has someone there. Like, my name, nah,
he's thinking about something.
Uh-huh.
What's her name? Yeah.
Nah, listen, I was thinking about Hawaii, bro. Nah, I want to go to Hawaii.
This was a great episode.
I keep forgetting Hawaii isn't a part of America, bro.
It is part of America.
That was.
Is that, should we wrap it up like that?
Yeah, we should wrap it up. Like
hey
that,
man, it's been a great episode. I ain't gonna lie to you, random, but yeah, I think it's how we are. So can't do nothing about it. I appreciate y'all for tuning in.
Yes, sir.
Off Dome, and we're out.
We'll see y'all next week. Ow.